Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, whatever happened to the concept of lab-grown meat?
Well, it's been actually met with a lot of resistance from consumers, but it was something that's been long promoted by Bill Gates. But now it's being pushed on children by someone who calls himself Mr. Beast. So I saw this article. It says, are we eating real whole food? It says, the USDA and FDA permit companies to sell barely consumable foods filled with chemicals to the American public. Studies confirm these processed foods often lead to health issues and have caused the nation to lead in the obesity epidemic. Prepare for the situation to worsen as lab-grown meat is now being marketed to children. Article says, millions of children around the world subscribe to an online personality named Mr. Beast. He recently took his young audience for a tour of a $200 million plant run by Upside Foods that produces hundreds of thousands of pounds of fake meat. Mr. Beast, whose name is Jimmy Donaldson, explains to his young audience that meat grown from animal cells does not require slaughter. It requires less strain on the environment, as water, land, and emissions are minimal. The online celebrity tells his young audience that it tastes as good as real meat and strongly suggests normalizing lab-grown menu items. The article continues with, Mr. Beast has partnered with the Rockefeller Foundation and has been called the new Bill Gates. The Food and Drug Administration and U.S. Department of Agriculture has already provided Upside Food the authority to sell, quote, sell cultivated meat product, end quote, to the public. Mr. Beast's role is peddling this fake food to children who are adaptable and more willing to accept new norms.
I can't really put into words how diabolical this all sounds to me. Is fake meat even healthy?
Well, that article continues with, no one knows the health consequences of lab-grown meat on public health. And continues with, the Food and Safety and Inspection Service has not determined how they will label these products. Therefore, you might be eating precancerous fake meat cells without your knowledge in the near future. What easier way to ensure these products end up in your refrigerator than to market them to impressionable children who don't understand the dangers?
Do I understand this right, Dr. Teal? The USDA and FDA allow companies to sell fake meat, and yet the Food Safety Service doesn't even know the long-term potential consequences of the product?
Correct.
Wow.
The true health consequences of lab-grown meat are not fully known. There's no way to thoroughly test these laboratory creations on enough people for long enough to know what issues they could possibly cause. But there are some known or at least suspected issues. Dr. Joseph Mercola put out some new warnings last month about the globalist agenda and fake meat. He said he spoke with Tea Time, a program by the Children's Health Defense, about the dangers of fake meat products to help raise awareness about this latest assault on human health. Fake food, including lab-grown meat, animal-free dairy, and plant-based meat, is a globalist latest attempt to control the food supply. They're trying to replace animal husbandry with lab-grown meat, which will allow private companies to effectively control the human population. The idea that animals need to be removed from agriculture to save the planet is flawed. Animals are an integral and necessary part of the restorative process. Fake meat is an ultra-processed mixture of chemicals, genetic ingredients, pesticides, and toxic linoleic acid that will promote chronic disease. Former U.S. Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger once said, control oil and you control the nations. Control food and you control people. And according to Dr. Mercola, controlling people is the whole look behind all of this. Now, let me add that there was a study in 2024 that came forth showing that eating much of this lab-grown meat resulted in increased depression. And that seems to be one of the unintended consequences of some of the fake meats.
Just hearing about the promotion of fake meat is increasing my depression. Are there any other unintended consequences of eating chemicals?
Yes. Here's a headline. Bill Gates' fake meat linked to premature death study finds. Researchers at the University of Sao Paulo and the Imperial College of London assessed the diets of more than 118,000 people living in the United Kingdom, aged 40 to 69. They found those who ate Bill Gates' fake meat products became severely sick and disease-ridden within a matter of months.
Wow.
The New York Post reports researchers found that for every 10% increase in plant-based food, the risk of death from heart disease fell by 20%. Yet, when the increase in plant-based food came from Bill Gates' UPFs, it was linked to a 12% rise in heart-related deaths.
With that information, how is it that the USDA and the FDA allows the sale of Bill Gates' fake food to children?
Because they don't test for all these kinds of things.
Wow.
Look, the Bible warns about, in Romans 1:18, the unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, and in verse 30, who are inventors of evil things, which is what I consider lab-grown GMO meat to be. Now, Mr. Beast himself, he does a lot of YouTube videos, and he promotes video games that he designs. Turns out, he's also got some type of a restaurant chain.
Hmm.
A few years back, Forbes had this headline about him. So Mr. Beast wants to sell lab-grown meat at his burger chain, but doubts people will eat it. Well, what better way to get people to want to eat it than to promote lab-grown meat to children, right? Now, currently, the Mr. Beast burger restaurants, they sell conventional beef as well as what are called impossible burger patties. Now, impossible burgers contain genetically modified organisms. They're not lab-grown meat. They're just the plants they use are genetically modified.
Okay.
Now, as a scientist, let me state that the main tests for new foods or food additives are really simply to look for immediate or acute reactions, as well as to see if they increase the incidence of cancer in lab animals. And they don't do this like for 50 years or anything. You know, they rarely check much more than that, and they can't possibly test for every consequence. It's not economically feasible to conduct the type of long-term studies that would be needed to ensure true safety. Yet many act like this has happened when it hasn't. Now, let me also add that growing meat in laboratories is simply not the same as animals raised outside. They've got exposure to sunlight, earth, they breathe, they have a more varied diet. Plus, you know, animals move around, which affects their muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, lab-grown meat doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, some claim that science is on the side of lab-grown meat, and it's completely the same. But that's false science. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, the Apostle Paul warned Timothy, "Keep what is committed to your trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called," Old King James. So even back in New Testament times, things that people claimed were science were not. Just because lab-grown meat is pushed by some scientists doesn't mean it's optimally healthy. Additionally, we see many evil, bizarre genetic things happening. For example, scientists have been combining a variety of animal genes as well as creatures like spiders and even humans and pigs.
Why on earth would a scientist combine the genes of a spider with the genes of a pig?
Well, they'll tell you because it's to help people some way or the other. But the real reason? Love of money. In 1 Timothy 6:8, the Apostle Paul warned, quote, "The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, from which some have strayed." Now, many scientists have been silenced and or strayed because of the love of money or to keep their position or keep their job. Now, it should be understood that not all the genetically modified organisms and all the lab meat developed will necessarily cause harm. But they've been pushed for profit. And they simply haven't been tested enough to ensure they can't contribute to many types of chronic health complaints. So, yeah, I believe it's safer for my body to avoid them. Now, I want to go to Romans 1. I read a couple of parts from it before. I want to start in verse 20. Because the Bible warns, for since the creation of the world, his, that's God's, invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, that's us humans, are without excuse. Verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. So that's most people. Nor are they thankful, but they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Now, pushers of GMOs act like they have the wisdom that they can't have. And the rest of us are just ignorant for not accepting their version of science. As I mentioned before, comprehensive long-term studies to look at all the effects of GMOs simply haven't been done. They really couldn't be done safely. And they're not intended to be done by the pushers of the GMOs or the lab-grown meat. There are many things that are being done related to meat. By the way, this also includes fish like salmon, as well as poultry. Now, a while back, we put out a video on lab-grown chicken, and people should be able to find it the same place that they're watching or hearing this right now.
From a biblical point of view, where might all this be heading?
Well, humanity's tinkering with genetics, pathogenic organisms, and a food supply look to be setting up the world for the ride of the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. So I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 6, starting verse 7, to read what the Bible says about this. Then he opened the fourth seal, and I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name who sat on him was Death and Hades followed him. And the power was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Well, GMO pathogens could be the peace of the earth to cause these type of things. The failing of GMO crops could cause hunger. So we're and some of these things could perhaps also cause death. And there's various unknown health risks with so-called Frankenfoods that have been introduced to the food supply. Now, in Isaiah 55, verse 2, the Bible teaches, "Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your wages for that which is not satisfied? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good." We're supposed to eat what is good according to the Bible. As far as what's good to eat in terms of meats, God listened in the 11th chapter of the book of Leviticus and the 14th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. But it also warns us in Deuteronomy 14, verse 3, "You shall not eat any detestable thing." So in Isaiah, we're told, eat what's good. Deuteronomy, we're told, don't eat any detestable thing. While many in the world, including Mr. Beast, support the invention and consumption of fake meat, I don't see lab-grown meat as good. I find it detestable. I think everybody should be leery of lab-grown meat.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.